And we're going to ask Dr. Charles to come up first tonight to speak to us. He is actually the pastor of Calvary Chapel Midtigo, which was founded by Dr. Juventine. And Dr. Juventine has moved on 9 hours away to start another church. And I believe there's 6 churches now that have come from Midtigo, right? Or is it 5? Yes. And so we're going to have Dr. Charles come up and speak first about what's going on with him.
Yeah, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm excited that I'm in this place. Thank you for welcoming us. It's such a wonderful time for me to be here the first time. You know, when we are coming to United States, personally, I looked at the time. I looked at the time that we're going to stay as if it is long. But now I realize that it is just short time because you're almost going back. But thank you for welcoming us. Thank you for loving us. And thank you, you know, when I've been in traveling with the Pastor Gary, I just saw how much America is blessed. But at the same time, I just say, you know, I was rejoicing, but at the same time, I saw that there was also a challenge. Because in the abundance of blessings, sometimes there is also a challenge of remembering God. So thank you that, Lord, you love Jesus. Sometimes when we are in Africa, also in the amidst scarcity of resources, also that gives us an opportunity also to remember God. So either way, we thank God that you are able to love Jesus, and also we love Jesus in Africa, we love Jesus in Uganda. Thank you very much. Otherwise, as Pastor has already introduced me, I'm called Charles Jagwe. I serve in Calvary Chapel Midtigo, which is quite one of the remotest area in the country. You know, sometimes, even when we go to the cities of Uganda, when they ask you, where do you stay? You tell them, I stay in Midtigo. They wonder, where is Midtigo? Is it in Uganda or in Sudan? So we tell them, no, it is in Uganda because it is a very remotest place. But we thank God that God can use anybody, wherever he leads him to be. He can use all of us. So I thank God, because so many years ago, when I was at medical school, in 1995, Jesus saved my life. You know, from medical school, then my desires changed. I said, God, I want to use these skills that you have given me to be able to share the gospel. You know, it was just a simple prayer. You know, one time I said, if I knew the prayer I was praying, probably I wouldn't pray this prayer, because after the skills, I started working in a certain hospital with Dr. Juventine in Western Uganda. And then later, Dr. Juventine left me. He came to serve in Yumbe, in Midtigo. Then in 2001, in May, he told me, called me, that I needed to come and serve along with him. I asked him, how's that place? He told me everything he talked about the place was negative towards me. So I felt this was not a place fit for me to be, given the fact that I was just planning to shift from where I was working to a place that was better. So I kept on saying, God, I'm not going to that place. I prayed with my wife. We kept on praying. Even I decided to go to school, to go back to school in a rebellion, you know. But I thank God, because God's call is irrevocable. God's call continues to haunt our hearts if we're open to the leading of His Holy Spirit. So God finally in November of 2001, God broke our hearts, me and my wife, and we went to serve in Midigo, a place which is 95% Muslim. The Muslim who are radical, because for them they believe that Allah gave that place to Islam. So that is their belief. So going there, the place was not friendly in weather. There was no water. The accommodation, the everything was really, you know, falling apart. But we thank God that one thing that God put in our hearts is the people, the love for the people. We say, though these people don't know you, Jesus, though these people look to be aggressive, but you still died for them. So that was an encouragement. Because of that, we continue serving with my wife. Many people where we have left, they told us, I think these people, they're out of their mind. How can they live where they have been comfortable and go and serve? But because Dr. Jeventon was there, we said, if himself he can be here, I don't think that all of us should be out of our mind. So I just believed it was really God, and we served. You know, life was hard. After some time, there were some missionaries who were murdered. But we thank God that even that situation, people came and told us, you are the next to be murdered. But God spoke to us through Nehemiah chapter 6, verse 11, and asked, can a man like me run away? I said, God, whether it means to die, we know that when we die, your work will never stop. You can use any other person. So we continued serving, and we used medical services, our medical skills, as an entry point for the sharing of the gospel. And God used these skills, the hospital services, and then later the church grew through opposition. Even when the church sanctuary was constructed, these Muslim, you know, they threatened that we are going to burn this church. We're going to burn it. And some of them, we are sarcastically saying, good enough, even if it is not burn it, the way it is facing east, we will return it into a mosque. So, but thank God, for the few brethren, they had to stand. God gave us courage and determination to stand for him. And we see from that time, the work of God has been growing. Every step that the work of God grows in medical field, opposition rise up, God rise up a standard. You know, from the medical service, the church, then in the school. You know, currently we are proud to say, thank you, Jesus, because the school which began with only 16 pupils, out of desperation, because we didn't know where we were going to take our children. Of course, I didn't tell you at the beginning, I'm a married man with my beautiful wife, 11 years. We have 4 children, 3 daughters and 1 son. But when our children were coming up, by the time I went there, we didn't have any child. But when children were coming, we said, where do we take our children? We cannot take our children in these Muslim schools because we don't want the children to be indoctrinated with Islam. So the school began, and we have seen God expanding the school. Currently, we have 420 pupils from 16. So we praise Jesus for that. And one opportunity that we have is that we are able to share the gospel teaching the Bible to these children, because all the public schools in the district of Yumbe, where we are, all of them, they are resolved to be headed by Muslim teachers, and teaching of Islam is compulsory in these schools apart from our school. So we praise Jesus for that. Though there is pressure that we want also Muslim, you know, Muslim pupils in the school to be taught Islam, we said no. We are Christians. If you feel that you like your children to be in the school, leave them. But if you feel that you don't want them to be in our school because you don't want them to learn Christianity, you take them away. But we thank God, because of the academic standard of the school, still those who took them back, they have brought them, you know, those who took them away, they have brought them back to the school. And you praise God for that. So all these kind of challenges, they have taught us that God, when you surrender to him and you really totally give your life to him, he will never disappoint you. Even when there are challenges, he will never. So we see the school is growing, the hospital is growing. We are the hospital who can offer good surgery in the area. Even the district hospitals, they refer mothers for emergency cesarean section in our hospital. We have Christian health workers who are friendly. Even you find out that the majority of the people who come to seek services are the Muslim community, who say that you Christians, you are pagans, you know, but because of love. So it is just the love of Christ that God has given us that we are able to minister to such kind of hostile people. But we thank God that the gospel of Jesus is preached in all this avenue. And this challenges, you know. So you look at the school, you look at the medical, you look at the church, the teaching of God's word, changing the lives of people, and you say, Jesus, you're great. Jesus, you're awesome. Jesus, you're powerful, you know. And as we see God leading us, we just believe God. So we ask you, and we thank you so much, Lord, for praying for us, because it is your prayers. So we continue asking you to pray for us. Continue praying for us. Pray that God will give us love, you know, and courage and determination. You know, sometimes it is very hard to love somebody who always abuses you. Sometimes it is a challenge. It is a challenge to love somebody whom you give water, and instead of saying thank you, probably pours dust to you. You know, it is sometimes hard to love somebody who sells, where you go to the market, and because you're Christian, somebody doubles the price of an item that you are supposed to buy. You know, that's how things are, but we continue praying that God will give us love, God will give us courage. Pray for the school, that God will continue to uphold the teaching of his word in these schools. Pray that God will provide for the needs of the hospital, as we need to have more programs to reach the community. You know, Uganda is one of the countries with the highest prevalence rate of HIV/AIDS. So pray that as we reach even these sick in their homes, God will provide what we need to reach them with in terms of food as an entry point to share the gospel with the families. So we are using every strategy to be able to preach the gospel. We have mobile clinic outreach to the far areas to reach. You know, our hospitals also go extend to South Sudan, the catchment area. Pray that even as we reach these areas, God will give the staff the courage and the love and the conscience to know that they are supposed to use every skill for the preaching of the gospel. You know, let us continue praying. Pray that God will provide, you know, for the health center, so that we expand the infrastructure, because we feel that we need to have more services as a catchment point for the preaching of the gospel. And the school, you know, some people ask us, now we are in grade 5. What about after grade 7? So we want to pray, we were praying to God that he will give us resources. We expand and build more schools for those who will complete, you know, grade 7 to junior high, so that by the time they've completed junior and high, they really comprehensively been impacted with the word of God. Even if they go back to their families, they will be good ambassadors of Christ. So pray in those areas, and thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. I just feel delighted, and I believe when I go back to Midigo, you know, Pastor Jivinton left me there sometime back, like roughly one year ago, but I just thank God, because it was a humbling moment personally for me. But I just continue to thank God that God uses us in our weaknesses. Sometimes when you look at our weaknesses, we say, Jesus, if it is not you, I'm just nothing. Thank you very much. God bless you so much.